invested in diversity and are more willing to work to promote inclusion in their workplace, the survey found. Nearly half of tech workers say the election has made them care more about promoting diversity. More than a third say they fear their company will shrink from diversity efforts in the changing political climate. And a quarter of respondents say they've taken action since November, reaching out to colleagues from diverse backgrounds and engaging with company leaders to create a more inclusive workplace. Tech companies should tap into that energy as they strive to include more women and people of color who have been largely left out of the tech economy's rapid wealth and job gains, Blanche says. Atlassian, like most tech companies, is struggling to reverse the racial and gender imbalance in its U.S. workforce. 75% of workers are men and 73% are white, with 17% Asian, 5% Hispanic, and 2% African American. Fearing they will lose their edge in appealing to a global marketplace in which women and minorities wield growing economic power, tech companies like Atlassian are taking steps to address the racial and gender gap. They have begun publicly disclosing the demographics of their workforce and boosting recruiting and retention efforts. According to Atlassian's survey, tech workers overwhelmingly believe any shift in industry demographics will come from individuals and companies, not the government or the judiciary. So far, that has been the case, ranging from Project Include, a nonprofit started by women tech activists, to tech companies deploying aggressive strategies such as linking compensation to diversity goals. Our companies is where this work is going to be done and where progress is going to be made, Blanche said. This has given us more of a mandate to move forward.